is a Fox News alert. The number of victims increasing. I'm Lisa Lucera.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby?
President Biden moments ago reacting to this afternoon's mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. The Texas Department of Public Safety says 18 children and one teacher were killed when a gunman opened fire inside an elementary school. And we're learning more about the suspect.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott identifying him as an 18-year-old local named Salvatore Ramos. He was seen on video entering the school with what appeared to be a handgun and possibly a rifle. What we're being told is he was involved in some sort of a domestic incident earlier in the day, potentially shot and killed a loved one, his grandmother, then got into a vehicle, drove here to the school, abandoned it, and then went into school and just started shooting indiscriminately.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Uvalde. Primary elections being held in several states tonight. In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp has survived a primary challenge from former Senator David Perdue. Democrat Stacey Abrams has officially secured the Democratic nomination for governor. For Senate, on the Republican side, Herschel Walker, who was endorsed by former President Trump, has secured the nomination. Police in New York City say the suspect in Sunday's apparent random deadly shooting on a subway has turned himself in.
It is too easy to get a gun, too comfortable to use the gun, and there is a pervasive feeling among dangerous people that there's no repercussions for their actions for using the gun.
Mayor Eric Adams, the suspect is 25-year-old Andrew Abdullah. Court records show Abdullah has two open criminal cases in New York City, one stemming from an April 24th vehicle theft, the other for an alleged assault in Manhattan in 2020. He's accused of killing 48-year-old Daniel Enriquez Sunday morning while he was on his way to brunch. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A parade celebrating inclusion in San Francisco, leaving one group out.
Mayor London Breed and other law enforcement groups are not marching in the city's Pride Parade over a uniform ban that started in 2020 following a confrontation a year earlier when protesters blocked the parade, upset at the police and corporate sponsorship. The marquee event returns next month after a two-year hiatus due to the pandemic. A San Francisco Police Officers Pride Alliance is not taking part, saying it felt like officers were being forced to go back into the closet by not being allowed to proudly wear their uniforms. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The judge overseeing the settlement for some of the victims of last year's condo collapse in South Florida who did not suffer a loss of life has signed off on a settlement of $96 million. The initial amount had been $83 million. This is a separate case from a settlement with families of the 98 people killed when the Champlain Tower South building came down last June. The governor of Delaware just says no to recreational marijuana.
Governor John Carney vetoing a bill to legalize possession of up to an ounce of marijuana for recreational use. The Democrat in a statement saying he doesn't believe promoting or expanding the use of recreational marijuana is in the best interest of the state of Delaware, especially for young people. The governor adding he supports medicinal marijuana and decriminalizing pot. It's unclear whether Democrats in the General Assembly will push to override Carney's veto. Recreational marijuana use is currently legal in 18 states and D.C. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
An independent commission is recommending new names for nine Army posts that now commemorate Confederate officers. Among the recommendations, Fort Bragg in North Carolina would become Fort Liberty, and Fort Gordon in Georgia would become Fort Eisenhower. The recommendations are the latest step in a broader effort by the military to confront racial injustice, most recently in the aftermath of the May 2020 police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.